Most churches teach that Jesus Christ is not active in salvation, that he's done all he can and he's waiting on you. Well, you're lost. You're lost. No, he's not waiting on you. He's a seeking Savior. That's who he is. He is a seeking Savior. You remember the story about the 99 sheep that were safe in the fold? There was one out of the fold. Jesus left the 99 and he followed that one lost sheep. He was looking for one lost sheep. Now, I'm sure there were many more animals out there, but he was looking for this particular lost sheep that belonged to him. He followed that lost sheep through the swampy waters of life, over the mountains of sin, and finally finding it, he lay hold on it, the Bible says. And he picked it up. He put it on his shoulders and walked all the way back to the fold. Now, who do you think ought to get the glory for finding the lost sheep? Well, of course, Jesus. How did you get to Jesus? He found you. He found you when you were lost. So, well, I don't get that, Pastor. Well, let me make it a little plainer. You're down in Lodibar, down in the hood, down in Detroit, here somewhere in Pontiac, just shooting up like crazy. Just crazy as a June bug. And you've pretty well lost everything that you have, even your own self-respect. I mean, you are lost. And you end up across the street at an old post office where there's a bunch of crazy people in there who don't take any government funding, who are saying Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, all the time when you were in the crack house, all the time when you were shooting up, all the time you were selling yourself, all the time you were living in the back seat of a car in a vacant house. And then the same goes every once in a while, and how awesome it is. Jesus goes to a church house, you know, a place with a cross on it, and he finds you inside there in all your stupidity. And you have a form of godliness. Whether you've been brought out of the crack house, the heroin house, or the church house, you were found. You were lost, and he found you. There ought to be some praise going on in here. You didn't find yourself. He found you. And so today, and those of you who are still here and your flesh is acting up, but you have come to Christ. I said to myself, sitting up here a few minutes ago, I said to myself, as crazy as I am, can I deny that Jesus is Lord and Savior? And you know what? Something within me cried out, no! Now, you may be here still having problems with the bottle or with the needle or with whatever that sin is. In your flesh dwells no good thing. But I can tell you this. He didn't bring you to Christ. Christ didn't bring you to himself to lose you. I got good news for you. Yeah, you're struggling. In John 10, he said, I give unto them eternal life. Them who? Them that the Father gave me. Those sheep I've been talking about. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. He had to find you. You were sought out, and he did find you.